Welcome, guys. Double again. Because we missed last week. So it's double again. But welcome, guys, again. Thank you for your patience. You know what I'm saying, fam? It's one of them ones where today we've got the three kings. No, sorry, the two kings and a blood clot queen. You know what I'm saying,
fam? Yeah, no, you're going to have to get the way.
It's a term, it's a term. Sorry. We've got the two kings and a blood clot queen. You know what I'm saying, man? Yeah, man, we got a lot of shit to talk about. You know how it is. You got your boy Bash.
Your girl Noel.
Backpack books.
Come on. And first of all, what we want to do is we want to thank the supporters so far. And we're sorry about what happened last week. It was a technical difficulty.
Technical issues. But if we can get that video.
We'll get that video up. We'll get it up. But
this is 9.5.
Yeah. So boom, we're gonna get into it. Today we got a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah, boy.
Queen Noel is here.
You know the
Backpack Books is here.
In the building.
So boom.
Make sure you like, subscribe, get me, do all of that. Listen to us on the Spotify.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Follow us on the Insta.
Come on, man.
Tell people.
You guys bring us up. You know what I'm saying? Fish and chips up. Subscribe to the Noel Show. You know what I'm saying?
100.
Bring everything up, fam. So, boom. Noel, you want to get into it?
Hey, no. You do it.
Shall I do it? I don't want to do it, but I did it. I said, let me get into it today. So, boom. We got a lot of hot subjects, you know, today, you know. You get it, fam? There might be a lot of people sweating over this one. Do you know what I'm saying?
When are they not? I'm joking. Trust I'm positive me. Today.
Now, they're always anticipating what we're going to say.
They're
waiting for that one time.
These not move like they don't have these conversations, trust though. We're just having it out loud.
This is just normal. Do you know what I'm saying? We're just talking. Do you get
Come
me?
On,
this
let
is
them
what we
know
say when we're at home.
What
and
we
that.
Gonna do?
Shall I go straight to the deep end?
Go on.
Straight to the deep end.
Dive in.
All right. This one is about, yeah? Women.
Hey.
I might have to hit you up as well, Noel. No, actually,
go
you're cool. You're cool. You're gang.
Women. Hit me up. I am women.
Women.
Yeah. God.
Why do women deceive men with makeup and fake hair and shit?
Okay. Bro? Why do men deceive us with hats? And like, you know, shoes, like trainers, when they're like really big, make it seem like they're taller and that.
No, but the girls
and
high
clothes
heels.
Wearing like two. Are you damn? I know what you marga boys be doing, bitch. I know what you lot be doing.
Listen, it's the
they
jumper
be wearing tracksuits under jeans. Tracksuits under tracksuits. Hey.
Nah. Look, I'll tell you a little story, bro.
You sent for me.
Ah, cool. I remember one day, I was in a club. Yeah. I'm dancing with one thing. Pow, pow, pow. You get it? So what I'm trying to do every time is try to get behind her, to whine her. You know what I'm saying? So you know how it is. Like, I'm like, where's this girl? Did you get it? She kind of keep pushing man away. I'm thinking, what's wrong with this girl, fam? Next thing you know, she must have turned around one time. I creeped up. Do you know what I'm saying? I grabbed the thing. Whoa, not by the way, not false. No. But you know, like, you know how it is.
It was
like,
the juice.
You get it? But then as soon as man started wearing a boom, bro, she had a butt pad.
That's too much.
She had a butt pad. There was bush.
That ain't the reason why.
Nah, fam. They deceive men, bro. I'm thinking all this time I moved to her because I'm thinking.
Let's cut that bit out.
Nah, fam. I don't give a fuck. It is what it is.
Because that's wrong. Let's have a. No.
She had a butt pad, fam. Because my man, I'm thinking, what is this cushion, bro? This is not it, fam. Do you know what I'm saying, fam?
Let me tell you something.
bro. That's deceiving, though. The reason why I moved to her is because I saw the... Yeah, the car. I'm like, yo, let me see. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I started, she said, fuck it, then. She started, but then I went, whoa, this is not skin.
Yeah.
It's not authentic.
It's not skin.
Alhamdulillah. Wait, so okay. So... you went to go catch a wine. Yeah. The thing was like, nah. Then you ended up easing her up into it.
Yeah, easing her up into it. Yeah.
That's the way to say
Oh, sorry. No, I never. Man, I'm smooth with it, you know. Man, come like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Man, come on a, you know what I mean?
And then you saw the thing was padded.
Padded, bro.
It gets like that, though. Like,
but that's deceiving, though.
But you, man, deceive.
How? We not can't, as much.
It's like me. It's like you me wearing. Much. It's like me wearing a fake.
Why
dick print.
Why do women?
You know, it's like me wearing a fake dick print. That's the, imagine me doing that. Yeah.
Man don't
the
put immense. Socks in
nah,
them things there.
Nah.
Them man on Love Island nah. and that. Them man that go on holiday and that. Whoa, yeah.
Nah.
Let's stop.
I ain't never seen that. None of my niggas.
Well, anyway. Well. Your homies wear tracksuits under tracksuits, tracksuits under jeans.
That's thingy.
Deceiving.
That's to keep warm.
That's
to keep warm.
That's
to keep warm.
And that's because they probably got something on them and they don't want it to bulge out. You know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is. Yeah, women deceive, men deceive. I'm not gonna lie to you about this.
I think men. No. I think men deceive.
I think men deceive
verbally, not physically.
Yes, men will tell it? A men will tell a girl, boom, yeah, I got this, I got that. Yeah, don't worry, I got
I'll change
you.
Your life.
I'll change your life. You get it? They'll do it with bars.
Yeah,
but women.
No. Let's be honest, yeah, guys. Men deceive, bro. Hey, we're Somalian, you know. You're telling me you don't know man that don't wear hat 24s.
No, I know men that will do that.
But look, the hat is easy to do.
So you can't ask, why do women deceive with wigs and makeup when you lot deceive? It's a question. Why do humans deceive?
But we don't spend 1-2 hours putting on that hat.
Let's stop with this woman.
Nah, you get it? That hat just comes on.
That goes woof.
Do you know what I'm saying?
We don't have to. What's that
name?
Wig thing. Hey, not even that.
I was thinking she's gonna.
Have you seen a padded bra on that fam?
Nah.
Yeah, fam. Do you think the girl's got? Next thing you know,
you're dumb.
It's a fucking. It's a glare, fam. It's a wool, fam.
You can tell when girls wearing padded bra and got actual tits.
Nah, guys can't tell.
Nah, you can't tell,
you
fam.
Guys
can't. Can you tell, fam?
No, you can't tell.
You can't tell, fam. Man, just see the bulge, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Man, just see the bulge, fam.
I don't know, man. You got some girls. Hey, you girls, if you lot are there, comment, innit?
Comment, fam. Comment.
Me personally,
I like a sweat back hair tie, chilling with no makeup on. Hey. That's why you're the prettiest. I hope you don't take it wrong. I'm telling you, fam. Do you know what I'm saying, fam? That's when she's banging. You get it, fam? But when they boom, bah. Today I was watching one thing on the Instagram. I don't even want to say her name and that, but this girl, she was on Somali, she's an influencer, bruv. She had her hair like this, bam, boom, boom.
Hey,
I'm like, bro.
Don't say her name. But you clock to it is. If you clock to it, you
bro, bang, boom. And I'm like, imagine when all of that comes off. Like, okay, alhamdulillah, I think anyway, but.
Hey, my nigga.
Hey.
She don't even wear clothes like that. She's always revealing. You telling me if that girl was to take off her makeup and her wig, she ain't got hair under there.
Nah, bro.
But it's like
I know,
leave it. We don't want to say no.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
Okay.
It's deceiving.
No,
it's deceiving, bro. It's acid, bro. It's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
Have you seen
the amount of stuff they can
buy? You're sounding like you're mad because you want one of those and you can't get one of those.
Nah, it's not that, bro. I prefer the natural. Do you get it, fam? The one that's got on her way to work wearing a nurse.
But why is it
not
fair?
You know one of them ones? That's me, bro. But when you're bang, bang, boom, boom, and it's like, fucking hell, fam.
That's society today, though. That's the society today, fam. Girls are going to have to equalize.
Listen, let me tell you, son. If I wanted a BBO, bro, I'm getting it. If I want to do it, I'm getting it.
But a BBL is not deceiving. A BBL is a rule. You got your fucking thing.
All right, they had to pay for that, though.
She had to pay for it. No, but cool. But it's there, though, now.
That girl
says
she didn't even get that. That girl says she doesn't even get that, Monica. That one says she didn't even get a BBL. But if we're on about the same girl.
No, I'm not even talking about that one.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about. No,
you're saying it's not fair. For things like that to be deceiving, it's not fair. But why is it not fair? If the person can get it, go get it. 2020.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's like you link. Like it's happened to
the
before.
BBL
you link.
Team. No, not the BBL. The makeup. Like what they put on.
Like
for them so to much, think.
Like what are you, to make no, no, you feel. And I'm talking about a linkage. Like you come on a linkage, yeah? And then this girl will be bam, boom, 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 or whatever. And then next thing you know, you just get it from, you see her next and you're like, oh my God. Do you know what I'm saying? Is this fair? It's not fair, fam, because you fell for that person.
Well, can I tell you the harsh reality?
Obviously, now I know that I won't fall for it.
Can I tell you the harsh reality? Shame on them men. Because you wanted all of that, ooh la 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 la, yeah? That you wasn't looking at what you really wanted. Mm. So guess what? You're going to have to go through that to see what you want. Mm. And guess what? If that girl ain't your preference, she's another man's preference. Do you know what I mean?
No, but I'm never to buy. You know, you're changing it up.
You can be the collective.
You're changing it up.
I'm not, though.
I'm not saying a preference. She is still my preference. If she came...
But you're saying, why do they deceive?
Yeah, they
deceive. How can I change it? You're saying, why do they deceive? Mm. I'm telling you. Mm. Bro, I know today, yeah, if Noel gets a certain amount of money... Mm. Hey, we have studies. Trust and believe, unless I've got my Iman and that.
Yeah.
It's the only way. Mm. But if I... Dr. Miami. Yeah. Not just any doctor. Yeah, wow. I would.
No, but then again...
But not BBL. I do other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Have you become with your missus doing that, bro?
With me? What, beep
surgery? Hell no.
Fuck no.
Hell no.
No what? Way, fam.
She's no beautiful the way problem. She is. I ain't no man's problem.
She don't lie. Mama don't need a soul.
Hey, big
shout out. Yeah, no, but I'm joking though. Even if she did, but come on, bro. Like, imagine her getting like a tummy tuck or something. Do you know what I'm saying? Boom.
Nah,
bro. If she works out for 3 months, she can fucking have the real
shit. I swear,
shit.
Tummy tuck, they still got the extra skin. No?
Yeah?
They got the extra
skin.
Yeah,
they still got... No, they lace it up and you get it, fam.
Yeah, but you got scars. Yeah, no, that's mad.
Yeah, fam.
That's mad. I don't believe in plastic surgery, fam.
You said, Noah, where would you get done? Where would you get done?
No, but not... No, but still, surgery. That's still like...
Don't watch me watch TV. Hey, homie. All I'm saying is, let's not be fake. Yeah. I don't want to sit here and act like, oh, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't do certain stuff, but it's 2020. Bro, if you knew me back in the day, I would not say this. Mm. Like, I was the most judgmental thing ever. I wouldn't do this stuff. Yeah. But now, money makes the world go round.
For real.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Would you do it for yourself or would you do it to get to the next level of whatever you want to be?
No. That's what you might as well sell my soul, wouldn't it? I'll do it for myself. Like.
No, but more time, girls don't do it for themselves.
Nah, fam. They do it for attention.
Ask you lot something. So, like, when I done one of my videos on YouTube with my friend, he made a statement about girls wearing makeup to shit on themselves. Like, they don't wear it for a man to look at them and whatever and grab a man's attention. What do you lot think about that?
No, they do that.
They do, man.
I don't know, actually.
Bro.
But it's like, man
guys get haircuts.
Whips.
Yeah, get haircuts, yeah, drive cars, get clothes.
No, but
yeah,
guys
for
will
the
do
female.
That. Guys,
Yeah, trust me.
No, but do you lot think it's image, like to like image on another girl, or do you lot feel like it's...
It can be everything, though. You know, like that. But then again, still makeup, and you're still lying to us, you know, like that.
Nah, trust me, fam.
No, because certain people just put little bits on. My missus will put the eye.
The little thing, but I don't mind. Then you know the little one, two, bang.
When you put the whole thing in the contour,
some of them look like a new human.
You lot are doing way too much now, honestly, because there's some girls that are actually leng, without makeup, and then they bake, and then they... Because we're females. You know how you look like cars and... Bro. See me the other day. That don't look like me on a normal day. Does that look like me? Does that look like me? Honestly, on a normal day.
So she was trying to deceive someone.
Homie, I was feeling myself and I can be that girl and I can be me today and I'm comfortable in both. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you don't look the same with a haircut or without one. Let me tell you something.
It's not too far off though. You know, like that.
It's not. I didn't look that far off, but it's still the same person. Makeup is like... It's what girls like. You can't say...
That's true.
They're going to feel horrible about themselves. Oh, do I look different? I had that.
You know what? Maybe I came across a bit wrong, you know. Because you know why? If right now my missus wears that, I'll like she can wear as much as she want right now because I'm.
And you still love her?
Yeah, no, because I already know, you get it. But I'm talking about women that are either deceiving men and then later maybe on, later on trapping them with that, and then boom, the mask comes off. Do you know what I'm saying, fam?
Wait, let me tell you something. A man is a fool to be dating a girl with a full face on without seeing her face. Not what FaceTime? Come on, let's be honest.
No, but some girls would be like, won't have it.
Fuck right. They'll call catfish. No,
they won't.
They wait for you to before you just wake up. They'll go.
Yes.
Started.
Does that even really happen?
No, I don't think that happens, but. If it's like a relationship where you're not living in the same house, of course she can deceive you.
Nah, for real.
Of course she can.
For real.
You never know. So if you lot are seeing each other only face to face, date nights and that, and she just puts all that makeup on.
And you're not FaceTiming.
And then you're just walking out like, hey, I got myself, you know what I'm saying?
Are you not FaceTiming?
No, not me personally, I'm saying, but if
the person's going to be FaceTiming.
Yeah, that's what the person does. But a girl can get her way around that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm. How long does the makeup stay on for? For like a day, no? I don't know, but how long can it keep?
I think they wash it off in it or something
like
that.
Yeah, you wash it off.
They wash it off.
We wash it off, yeah.
Hey, nah.
I'm not going to lie. Makeup's makeup. Keep wearing it.
I don't mind. Look, the little one, you know, the one here.
That's normal.
And then they put one here.
Lipstick in that.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah, that's calm, fam.
But then again, it depends on if they just go into the shops and slap on a whole
full facial. Like, what the hell?
Some people do that. Some girls do that. But guys, I would say even guys, what do we deceive? Man weaves. I think that's a deception.
Oh, no. That's
imagine that.
I don't think that's right, I don't think that's in there yet.
You meet a guy and then all of a sudden, you know what I mean? And
what would you
one
do
one day
there?
He just goes...
What would you do?
I'm not even gonna lie. My hair back's far back. My hairline's far back. I'm going turkey though. I'll say it.
No. I'm saying, imagine the guy. Just comes
I say, babe, like, if he's leng, oh my mother's like, I look at him and I'm like.
Nah, but what if the whole thing's gone? What? And he's just got the top, no even.
What
the
if
size?
He just took it off, bam?
Hey, do you know what? Yeah, I'm not really. You know, money is everything, innit? I'm just a character where don't get shit twisted though. See mouth, like even I got my little broken tooth, but mouth is like if a man's got fucked up jigsaw teeth, you know that man there like Crips, like gang sign for teeth, I can't do that, but. Hair, per durag on, deceive me a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can have that.
For real, man.
But I might get angry.
That would be mad. Imagine the guy just.
Hey.
Don't get. Look, right. So my wig's here. Mm. Yeah? My hairline's here. Do you get it? Okay. That I've deceived this much. Mums, I've deceived this much.
Deceivers and
It gets like that.
Don't lie. Once upon a time. What have you deceived?
What have I deceived?
Yeah.
I deceived money. Yeah, come I deceived on. Money. I told her, yeah, man. Oh, man, got you.
I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Paris.
Man, deceived that. What? Fake Louis belt. Swinging.
Nah, I've probably done that. Close.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Man. Trust me.
Oh, you a fake guns.
Flex
and finesse. Flex and finesse.
Nah, for real, fam. Oh shit. You said.
Enough, man. Aye, babe, I got you. I fucking broke you, man. I fucking lying to beanies for. Aye, talking about that. What do you lot think, about the comment? I heard a comment like, how do I put this? What do you lot think about broke people can't get into relationships? Do you think they should?
I saw that comment.
Or shouldn't?
I think there was a comment on one of our videos. Some girl said something like that. Why do broke guys think?
Let me bring that up.
Yeah,
I was gonna send that. Yeah, we need to put that up on right now. You know, like that,
fam.
I need to find that. I saw that. Still, that person there. God be with you. One second.
Why? Honestly, the best policy.
But you've got to define what broke is. Like, what is broke?
Broke.
Do you know what I'm saying?
A broke bum sitting at home. Mm. asking for money ain't getting up to try and make
okay,
money,
that's,
you know?
That's different. That's different.
That's deep. Yeah. That's different. But
like them man, they're going to go chill with the man them and that.
A 9 to 5 is not broke, fam. Do you know what I'm saying? To some girls it is. A lot of girls it is, actually. But it's not broke.
A 9 to 5
is the girls that they're lazy themselves. Mm. The ones that are saying, oh, 9 to 5. Yeah. I want to get in that. Like, I want a guy to splash on me. And they get up and get a job.
Trust
what
me.
Fuck?
What the fuck? Like you, like Noel always says, guys, it's 2020.
It's 2020. You should have
2020
clips.
I'm going to find that comment still.
Do you know what I'm saying? Fucking hell, fam. Nah, but boom. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Boy, I'm not going to lie. I always say it. Mm. I always say it. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Go on.
I always say it because, like, I just feel like I couldn't see myself broke and in a relationship. So I would never be in a relationship if I ain't financially.
Because you don't want to be stable. A guy to be on top of you and be.
Fuck,
in
this no. Man. I want some. Give me, surprise me. Yeah, but
You want to be on your
yeah,
grind,
like, I don't. I wouldn't. But I got a lot of friends, and they say, "Are you dumb? It's not minus a minus, it's plus a minus." Big up my dogs.
But I'm not gonna lie. Chivalry isn't dead. You get it, fam? It should be like that. Do you know what I'm saying, fam? Mm. But if the guy, you get it, fam? If the guy's at least bringing home, do you get it, fam? What needs to be brought home? Or he's doing, like, he's taking you out on dates, or... I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, fam. Mm. Personally. Do you know what I'm saying? But if he's just there and he's not doing nothing, then boom, yeah, come on. Do you know what I'm saying, fam?
Sponging.
Yeah, fam. Don't make sense.
I can't find that comment. I'm going to find that comment. But for me, bro, just grind together or something, fam.
Trust me, fam. Do it together.
It? As long as you lot are willing.
Bro, all I'm saying is, I'm brass, if I know this today, I'm brass, yeah? Say I'm broke, yeah? I'm broke and I'm not getting into relationships. I'm turning down all my potential relationships because I know I'm not financially stable. Ain't no broke you when I'm financially stable trying to come around me. Yeah? Get your money up, same way I did.
Nah, but when you're broke, and you ain't even got income, relationships shouldn't even be in your head.
Nah, that's true.
Do you get it?
That's very true. That's very true. Very true.
Let's be honest. People are tusky youths, and tusky beanies, and they're out there with them broke selves, having broke babies. And I can't do that. I'm not going to lie. There's nothing wrong with being... Hey, bro, there's nothing wrong with being broke and trying to get rich and trying to cut. It don't have no age, bro. Mm. If you wake up today and you say, I want to go get, and you go get, you go try. I rate that.
For some people, though, the relationship could drive them more to go out and get work.
100%. Or sometimes a woman or a man might just need that little.
Yeah.
You get it, fam? That little, you get it, that rock behind them. Trust
bro,
me, fam.
No.
They had the, but what is a relationship to you?
Yeah, that's
what
a good
is
question.
A relationship to you? I don't get it. Is your relationship based on finance or is it based on love? What is it?
It's based, shall I be honest? The love thing's out of the window. A relationship is, I need you, you need me, and we're gonna,
it's a partnership.
It's a partnership, obviously I want kids, I want this, I want that, so you also want it, you're financially stable, you can bring this to the table, I'm financially stable, I can bring that to the table, come let's get
but
it.
You know what, I kind of believe it because a lot of relationships are like that nowadays.
Bro, you know,
civil partnerships rather than actual relationships.
We're in a world where,
you know what I'm saying, she's kind
of
right.
You can't live, like a family can't live on one parent's income anymore.
No, you
get
can't.
It? That's
you
why
can't.
There has to be two people outside working. Yeah.
And
unless that
real,
person's...
What do you lot want? What type of lifestyle do you want for your youth?
Yeah, obviously.
You know what I'm saying? My thing is, if I know what I want for my unborn kids, the fuck am I lowering my standards for? If I kept it together until 25, my nigga, and I got no pick knees, trust me, Yeah? Yeah. Enough beanies my age group got picnies. Yeah?
100.
Nah, no, for real.
Yeah, so, cut yourself in the back.
It's so what? Mm. Like, am I gonna go for a broke youth that, that's just
okay, not broke,
home.
Not broke, but 9 to 5 working in Sainsbury's.
Yes, most definitely. Who okay, am I?
That's,
am
that's
I
normal then?
Who am I? Mm. Like, but don't get. I just wouldn't.
No,
want
but you
that
just okay. You prefer
guy.
Someone that's more ambitious.
But I wouldn't
even
want
if
that
he's
in
9 to 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone that's trying to get to somewhere through
yeah,
that.
Yeah, through a 9 to 5. Yeah. Most definitely, I'll date someone like that. But
okay,
yeah, fine.
I don't know. I don't want
because you just hurt a lot. You just hurt a lot of broke niggas' feelings right now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Would
don't
you
worry,
your time will come. My girls,
your time will come.
But what did I say to you earlier, bro? My friends, like when we talk about this, yeah. I say it to them. I was broke, yeah. And them lot were like to me, oh, Ren, wow, why don't you go out? Like, enough man dinging me down. Oh, no. And I go out, go out. I looked at them. I'm broke. Mm. I ain't going nowhere. Are you dumb? Mm. But he said he got you. He's going to pick you up. He's gonna... I was like, me, no 1 pound, no nothing. I'm going to go. I'll be sweating.
No, but girls have it easier,
goosebumps.
Though. A broke girl has it easier than a broke guy.
100%. And that gets
way
me mad.
A girl don't even have to work.
Nah.
But that gets me mad. Do you want the truth? I know enough of these girls aren't going to come for me, you know, but that gets me mad. Because why is it today I can think like this, but you lot can't? Why is it today, yeah, you lot don't want to... Hey, bro, you know, man loves saying girls are broke, girls are this, girls are that. So why don't you lot shit on them? Mm. How's about, you ain't even got to pay for your own thing.
Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. There is about 3 to 4 billion people in this world that are worse off than us. So alhamdulillah.
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 But yeah, get your money.
Still, yeah.
Get your money up at the same time.
Yeah,
standard.
Nah, come on. All right, let's get into the next one, guys.
Ain't nobody
say
moving.
One?
Like, by the way, don't come for me. Like, like, ain't nobody up. But I'm trying to be.
Nah, for real.
Should we talk about how the podcast started, fam?
How it started? She, that was a mad one still. Noah wasn't there, so we'll leave it. Noah came and we were shining.
Hey, okay.
Nah, Noah was the sauce. Yeah. The milha at the end. You get it? Yeah, it was the steak. Yeah, she was the brah. You get it? My nigga. Do you know what I'm saying?
I thought you was going to do it me.
Hey, listen though. I got one little tricky one, yeah? What did you think... your life would be like when you were when you get older, when you was young?
At what age?
Young, so as far as we can remember.
So at the time when you ugly, so around say 11, 12, when you thought, oh, when I grow up I'm gonna be or what I wanna do.
No, can't we go lower, cause 11 I was tapped. Oh why? I was tapped, I was dipped.
Yeah.
I was gonna smile.
Say 7, 8.
7, 8.
I probably remember when I was 7, 8.
It's nuts.
I can remember when I was 7.
You know what?
Yeah,
you know,
Shatou,
a weird one. You know
be.
What I was going to be? I thought I was going to be a sheikh.
MashaAllah.
You know that? I was a young one.
I remember Hoya. Sheikh
do you remember
Bashir?
Hoya? Sheikh Bashir. Sheikh Bashir. And then she put it in my head. So I always thought, one day I'm going to...
Inshallah, you, know,
so,
you never know.
You know Saudi guy? Well, I'm going to be pretty... You know one of them ones?
Ilah, I swear to God. Make it happen, inshallah.
Shit. And then... I met the streets, man.
Imagine.
Oh,
what
dude.
Did you want to become, books?
I can't even lie. I wanted to become a wrestler, you know? In WWE, bro.
Oh,
WWE.
God.
I used to rinse
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right, you know?
I used to rinse that, fam.
No, for real.
No, on a serious note. I don't know. I just wanted to be up.
Yeah.
Up.
Just famous. Rich and famous.
Yeah. I wanted
even
to
famous,
be a
just set. Rich.
Huh?
What'd you say?
Imagine a whole no wow. I wanted to be, wallahi, bro, let me tell you why.
Bad boys,
I wanted
bad
to be a fed.
Boys. What you gonna do?
No.
What you gonna
do when they come for you?
Hey. Nah, do you know why I wanted to become a fed? Yeah. All right, so I got bullied in primary, innit?
Okay.
But don't get
that's
me.
How most feds become
bullies.
Yeah, I got bullied in primary, and when I was getting bullied in primary, I remember an incident
remember
that happened.
The stem on it is.
Bro, they'd wet tissue in the toilet chair and they'd throw it at me.
Oh, shit.
Like, it was bad. But then I beat up the girl that used to bully me when we got to year seven. Thank God she came to my school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's when I become tough girl. Oh, but nah, I used to get bullied. And then there was an incident where my auntie was outside. Like, we lived in an estate near the school, innit? Mm-hmm. So, like, there was this Irish family. They didn't really like us, whatever. They didn't like my auntie. They grabbed my auntie. They buried her. Do you remember when snow used to stop?
Yes.
They buried her in snow.
Oh,
oh my God. Oh,
what
did
area
I?
Is this?
Beep that. Beep.
Okay.
We beeped that.
All right. So you know what I've ran and done? Police! And they came and they told me I was a good girl for calling, how I helped my auntie. Mm. And I always thought, you know what?
I might just...
I'm going to become a fed. And little did I know.
You hate them.
But yeah.
For the police.
For the police.
I don't like them, man.
Oh, for real. That's mad still.
Police, that's a mad one still.
Oh, imagine.
Imagine they're all pulling you over. Hey, listen to me.
You are under arrest.
Listen to me.
Hey. It may harm your defense if you do say anything. Oh, imagine.
I let them sneak, you know, but the police, you know, they will say stuff just to.
Oh, they're sneaky bastards, fam.
Oh, cheeky.
Fucking hell. Guys, I got one would you rather, yeah?
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
I'm losing the ability to lie. I don't want to believe everything I'm told. I'm going to be a gullible human.
Lose the ability to lie.
Yeah, it's so sad without lying, though. Let's be honest, guys.
No, so you like, got one or the other. I don't think you got it. So, but would you rather lose?
I have to lose the ability to lie.
Yeah.
And then.
Or believe everything.
Or just believe everything. So
you can't lie no more, though.
I'm sad, I know.
That's
but
nuts.
Then that's one whole then be gone. You know, that's one whole sin.
Yeah, one. Oh, I didn't even think. Subhanallah, I didn't even think of it like that.
I wouldn't even want to lie, fam.
Fuck,
Take that, hold that, and hold your lips.
Imagine not lying, though, fam. Fuck,
I don't know. I don't lie too tough anyway. I'm not even going to cap.
That's what they all said.
Come on, bro.
You be like them. You know them people, the Twitch? Do you know them? Yeah. Allah. No, I don't know, man.
Like I'd rather
do the other way still. I'd rather
believe everything.
Yeah. I'm kind of gullible already. I'm kind of gullible already. I sat down.
You saying if white man lie. The white man comes, you some sweets?
Yeah.
Why not? That would be
mad. Oh, my God. It's Yom Al-Qiyam tomorrow. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's the day of judgment tomorrow. Believe it, fam.
That would be bad.
Fucking hell. What about you? Oh, you said it.
Yeah, I said it.
You've done a madness. I didn't see you cheat on your missus. And she's asked you. You can't lie to her no more, you know, bro.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Are you on? Hey,
this guy is friends with girls who are in relationships. Be careful. Be careful.
Oh, God.
Hey, Benga, I knew it, you know.
Oh, shit.
Nah.
Hey, nah.
Man's already got an alibi on that, bro. Hey.
Nah, fam.
Imagine getting back by feds. You can't
trust
lie.
Me.
You can't lie, bro.
You can't. Bro, no one's going to be around you. No one wants to be your friend.
I'm looking at the questions you sent me.
Yeah.
I like this one.
Yeah.
And I like the other one you done.
Yeah. You had one though, innit? For that. You wanted to say.
Oh.
What's that?
The homosexuality within our community.
It's not within our community. There's not much in our community.
There is.
There's not much in our community. It's true.
No, there is.
It's not.
There is.
No, but all right, it's feeder, but it's not like bait. All right, it's not bait.
There is.
It's not bait. Like we. Come
I feel
on,
like
bro.
They can't
we,
be bait though.
Don't,
it can't me. Be bait. They will get this on. I'm not saying
get this on. Anyone will get
they'll
this
get
on.
This on.
I know.
I'm telling you, fam.
But that's my question.
Okay, go on.
Yeah.
What's your question?
My question is. And it confuses me myself, but like, not no more, because I'm at peace with myself with it. is it for us to judge? Do we? I know it's hard and it's confusing because as Somalians, we really do know right from wrong, innit? And it's against our religion. We was never taught that. We wouldn't. When we used to see it, do you remember, guys? I know every Somalian.
Even if you see the normal.
Even if I see it now.
Even now, it's like, you go, whoa. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But it's like, should it be like that? That's what I want to know. Should it?
I don't. I think Western.
No, thingy, for it to be. I worded it wrong. It should be like, whoa, yeah, you don't want to look at it. I get that. But should it be like, let's be real.
Should you have negative feelings towards it?
Vocal. Should you be vocal about it?
I think personally, the way we've grew up, because it's everywhere around us. Do you know what I'm saying? I think it's like people, everybody doesn't still agree with it. But we've kind of gone immune to seeing it. So we don't really feel the same way as someone from Somalia would. Do you know what I'm saying? Or someone from Uganda. You know how Uganda, they'll body you and shit.
Even Jamaica,
they'll body you. Jamaica, they're living in the gully.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
In the thingy, in the slums.
But that's what I'm saying.
I would still treat someone like they're human. Do you get it?
Yeah.
But for me, if it's not my immediate friends or family, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I want to know. Yes. This is what I'm trying to do, though. I'm trying to make it personal. Mm. Look, guys, I know it's taking you like out of your comfort zone, but think of it. A person out of your family has turned out to be gay. SubhanAllah, let it not happen. But how are you reacting? What are you doing? Like, how are you?
I wouldn't know, you know.
Do you think, we should teach each other?
I wouldn't know how I would react, still.
But this is what I'm trying to say.
I would probably advise them and be like, there is a
but how much advice? How many other people are about to give the same advice as you? My thing is, should it be a thing where us man should be on some? Not like, there's something going on. I heard something about LGBT, Islam, Muslim pride or something. SubhanAllah, things like that.
That's contradicting. I can't lie.
Let me tell you, that's not what I'm trying to do.
An imam, a Somali imam in Australia. And he's openly batted by it, fam.
Yeah, subhanAllah. Yeah. I'm not...
Hey, beep.
No, listen.
Nah, no beeps, fam. Fuck that.
No, listen. Listen, this is what I'm
saying. Brimstone on the blood clot head top.
Listen, guys, please. What I'm trying to say is, like, with this, should it be rare? Should we teach ourselves? Should we teach our kids to be less judgmental so they're more self-assured in who they are? You know what I'm saying?
But you're letting them know that it's calm there.
Because let me get to where I'm going. Because a lot of...
You have to teach them.
Please let me get... Let me land.
Cool.
All right. Because, bro, a lot... Car, we were brought up on some... Maya. How many today have come out of woodworks? Bro... Like, first time I see
but it's more the females.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Somali females.
Wait. I know. I'll tell you a story, There's a bray. I know. Hey, bro, I know brays, you know. Mali brays. It's bad. But Wajiran, there's not a lot.
There's some.
And I'm saying, so our kids are never confused and never feel like they got to test any type of waters. Should we make them, like, confident and comfortable in who they are and tell them, right, that person's a human, but that person likes something different than what you like. Do you know what I mean?
I can't normalize that with my kids. Nah, I can't normalize it.
I can't. I would say the best way...
Can we be it? Because they teach it in school. This is what I'm trying
to
say.
I get you. I look at another aspect of it.
This is how I look at it, Wallahi, when they first said they're teaching kids about that stuff, I was going nuts. I was thinking, asking my niece stuff. But today, we can't control it. And then the culture we grew up in, if we continue that, look how many today getting baited out. They're going out with their bedrooms, doing mad things, coming out, getting baited out.
Yeah, I saw that. Someone got to go baited out.
Yeah, like, look
that
at it, though. But look at
Have you seen that one?
But look at it.
Which one?
Yeah.
She wouldn't have to
the girl What's her name?
I don't know. Oh, no. That chap. What's her name?
Yeah. You never know if it was true or not. But this is what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I saw people blagging
about
it. Bro,
not only her. I know numerous Somali gay females. Somali gay men. SubhanAllah, it's not right. But should we look at it as in another way than what we was looking at it? So there is a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not only humans.
This is all new to us, man. This is too new to us for us to even get to that level. I think maybe our kids would probably, you know what I'm saying, they won't feel the same towards the way we feel. But to our generation, this is too new. Like, we're not ready for this. Is a bit too, like, whoa. Somebody, imagine somebody go,
you can't pause it.
But imagine the difference between
you can't pause
how
it.
Right now Hoya would look at it and how we'd look at it. We're cool with it.
Nah, Hoya would die.
Mom,
she'll die.
Mom would be like,
she'll die. Literally.
But that's what I'm saying. Look, guys, yeah, wallahi, it's mad. You see the bro, you know the first time I see them? 2015.
They might shut down Soulbox Studios. They're powerful, you know.
No, but I saw.
I need to get them headless chickens again.
No, but this is what I'm trying to say to you, look, though. It's actually a serious thing.
I beg you
must
come sit down, bro.
You must come join the team, bro.
I ain't got a trim, bro.
I love it.
No, but this is what I'm trying to say to you, look. Look, yeah. See, when I went jail, I swear down, I see Somali girl with a Christian bead. Never seen that in my life. Never.
Yeah, that's real.
I saw a Somali woman that became an atheist because someone she got life sentence.
Someone said to us on the comments, look at, there's something called Somali Christian TV.
Yeah.
In Somali, it's against 99.9%.
It's like, yeah.
So it's like when we
it's like you see Nigerian Jews.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, what?
I'm not a Nigerian Jew. Yeah. But do you know what the worst thing is? No, but he is. I'm telling you, like, when it comes down to, like, things like that, wallahi, billahi, I come from an area with bare Somalians. Every girl's dressing the same. Yeah. Every girl's hiding the same thing. So I've come to this down the road, by the way, because I was in a jail in the ends. Come down the road to see another world. I'm telling you, Mali girl, Christian cross, another atheist woman because she got a life sentence and she feels like God done her wrong. Other gay for the state girls, gay girls. Yeah, she bodied someone because they wrongfully done something to her daughter. Do you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
I don't think someone should go down for that, fam. Someone's trying to...
No one should go down for that.
That should be not even manslaughter.
But what I'm saying is, I'm sorry to say this, but alhamdulillah, I went there. Because that's the place that changed my mind. Bro, before I went jail, I thought I was homophobic. I was so rude to gay people.
That term is too overused, you're right, innit?
And then when I lived with them.
It's powerful.
When I lived with them, wallahi, they're so nice.
No, but right now, you know when someone is homophobic, it's like they're saying you've got a phobia of homosexual people.
Like, you still let them say you're racist.
Man's not scared of a thingy.
Sort of.
Like, man's not.
Yeah. Phobic, like, yeah, you're afraid.
I'm not scared of a gay person. Yeah, you get it?
Like, you see what my man done, not my that cup of rapper, tea. What's his name? M24.
Yeah. I used to work with two gay guys.
I used to work with a guy.
Bro, because it was work, yeah. Bro, they're cool.
I used to work with a guy.
But it wasn't a case of, are we saying she got enough? It was just minimal conversation.
Yeah.
It wasn't, because it's like, we ain't got nothing in common. You know what I'm saying? But work banner, did you see the manager do that? Or did you see, like things like that.
But bro, you know what it wasn't, is? I respect that about you lot, because there's not a lot of you, man, like that. You see our community, bro, nah, they don't care. They're not moving.
They're not changing
their mindsets. But me, it's a thing where I want, if I have a son tomorrow, for him to be confident in the man he is. So I am going to show him, yeah, there are flamboyant men in the world.
Then again, it takes a village to raise a child, fam.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You never know. Influence can just be like, whoa.
Yeah.
So it's not... Of course.
Okay, if your child came and said he was gay or there, what would you do?
A boy.
she would see her face. Yeah. She's like... she's...
It would hurt me because I'm Muslim.
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd have to accept him. Wallahi. And you'd I'm raising my child in the yard.
Even if you had other kids that you could influence, I have no choice.
I'm gonna have
to. But that's what I'm saying. Females will have more nahris. They will have more sympathy.
But this is what I'm saying. So even when I'm 25 years
guys,
old,
guys will say fuck off.
But even that's
me. I would say fuck off.
You see, right now, this is what they don't understand.
My two daughters, one of them, whatever, to say that, my daughters. I can't even say fuck up because it's that's girls. But do you get me? But even though I would be like, nah, that's not happening. Nah.
I think either way, you can't let a girl get
Chucky
it.
Chan done that to his
I don't know. A
what
girl,
did he do?
He disowned her because she was gay.
Jackie Chan's a bad man outside of that. Do you get me? But boy.
I think I'll take her to the place.
No.
My cousin was there and she was... Yeah.
Even my son, I'll take him to somewhere like that. And then beat the devil out of him. Get him, guys. I'll join in with the violence.
Cut that bit out.
Get him.
You lot. You
nah, but there's certain people that will their children, they'll kill their children.
I know. And guess what? I wouldn't personally do that. The people that would do that. So that's why I say these look, guys, if you lot want me to be real, I'm going to bring up uncomfortable conversations because they're real.
Nice.
On some real shit. There's so many, people out there like that. And you know what they're doing? There's so many girls that I know which are gay and they've influenced, other girls to experience gay stuff with them. And it's like, these girls, the girls that are doing it, I'm not going to lie, some of them may be under the influence, maybe Tusky, but they're not gay, they're actually like guys. But because that other girl can't go round and be who she wants to be, she's there doing it. Like, it's messed up.
That's mad. That
there's so much messed up.
They're deceiving her.
Bro, like, there's girls
Bush
that... There's girls that get exposed for it. There's girls that can't even... Like, it's ridiculous. We should be able to, like, normalize it. These people are human. They don't have a colour.
Sooner or later, it's going to get normalised. It's going to be normalised.
They don't have a colour, bro. Same way there's black gays, we are black gays. There are Somali black gays.
But still, black people get called niggers. It's not about colours or whatever. It's going to be normalised sooner or later.
But what I'm trying to say is for us to
normalise
it.
And you know what? It's not just gays.
The point basically saying we should start not normalizing it, but teaching
understanding
us understanding it, basically.
To understand it, even though you don't like it or you may not
agree
with it.
That's like saying we need to understand alcohol. It's a haram thing. Why are we going to understand that?
No,
you get what I mean? A lie?
That's not what I'm trying to say.
Loud or anything. 100. Why are we going to understand that?
That's a great point.
But guess what? Let's be real. When it comes to like alcohol and all of them things there, it don't get frowned upon like that. Because it's, let's be real. Like,
yeah, but alcohol's been in for centuries. You get it?
See, man, it's even habitually.
Qawmalud, it says in the Quran.
I know, and I understand
it's haram. It will never be halal. Nobody's trying to look for ways to make it halal. I'm just saying, us man need to wake up to society.
No, people need to get with the program. That's cool. People need to definitely get with the program.
Like M24 with his waste man self, like trying to bat up a gay guy walking. Like, you see, things like that is dead.
I saw that, the guy with the dress in it.
Do you not think that's wet?
That was
that's wet. That's wet.
You can't bother someone.
Hey, bro, Marley man. I've seen Marley man get waved and smoke. Yeah. Gay people. I've been, bro.
That's gay bashing.
That's bullying, that's bullying.
I'm telling you, like, it's for us to, like we said earlier, like, we never used to really deep, like, how it was actually okay. No, stop a lot. I don't want to say, because I'm Muslim, innit? I don't want to, this is what I'm saying. I've got gay friends, you know what I'm saying? I look at them like they're humans. I don't judge them. I try not, you know, like, get into things too much with them. But if one of them is in a relationship and they want to talk to me about their partner, they can. Do you know what I'm saying? But
a gay relationship.
Yeah, like, but I treat it as though...
Do the double scissors.
Wow.
The B&Q scissors. The big one. I'm joking. I'm
joking. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know. It's at the end of the day, we're believers of our religion. Do you get what I mean? And we know as believers that
it's haram.
that is the way of the devil. Do you get it? Even when you see pictures of the devil, you see him with a breast and a penis. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
That's true.
Seen that?
And the goat, seen that? The goat feet.
Bro, I see one guy, one Bangladeshi guy that I used to work with. Bro, he had the thing there. And the devil's got the breast. Like, it's basically a tranny, fam.
That's mad.
You get it?
Yeah, because the devil, they don't really have male and female. It's just the devil, innit?
Yeah,
so it must
devil.
Be both.
Do you get me? What I'm saying is, we know that's against our religion. And when it's against our religion, that's the shaitan.
100%.
Do you get
and
me?
I will never ever, wallahi, you know what it is? This is such a, like, tough subject to, like...
It's delicate.
And
we could get cancelled. Hey, I'm sorry.
We could get cancelled for this.
Hey, no.
They're powerful.
I haven't got nothing against...
Oh, fuck them. How many people... No.
Hey,
go on YouTube.
Got nothing against
no,
LGBT
go on YouTube. People. There's bare people talk about this, fam. They don't delete their thing. Fuck that.
No.
We're going to sue them.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I get it.
We're
going to
sue them. We're going to get money from them if they try to delete us. I'm going to show a million videos of people saying the same shit.
No, but still, there's no hate towards them.
Yeah,
no hate.
No hate. Let them live however they live.
Let them live, bro. Yeah, what's is it any of your fucking business?
Yeah. It's none of my business. It's just
are they coming up
my
to
opinion
you, bro?
Of it, I would think is wrong.
Do you know what
from
I find
side,
worse?
That's why I'm
shall be real.
No.
Subhanallah, God forgive me. And I know there's people like that out there. But guess what? I find people that leave Islam for... Somali Muslim, yeah? To leave Islam is way more scary for me to see a Muslim person that's gay. At least that gay Muslim person still believes in Allah. It scares me. But it happens.
Nah, I don't know.
It scares me.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Because the thing is,
it scares
so these
me.
People that you're saying would leave the deen and, you get me, get another religion, they could have just been influenced by people around them. They could have never went to Mal'amud, like any Quran school, whatever.
Nah,
they could have never went
I can talk.
Have no
personal.
Connection with none of that. Mm. And then now, because they've got a connection with their like friends who are outside the religion, them lot are going to flip in,
can I tell
follow
you
that.
Can I tell you what happened? Yeah? It was my
they
birthday. I've seen it with my own
they
eyes.
Didn't search. They didn't
I've
search.
Seen it with my own eyes.
And
it was my birthday. And a guy that I grew up with that went mosque, that went and I asked him, why are you atheist now? Like, I was shocked. He said
atheist
to me,
I read
Quran. Your God said, yeah, he was like, sit right here, my birthday, you know. I was so traumatized. Sit right here. Your God said, yeah, I don't even know why I listened to him. Your God said, yeah, only he can make, subhanAllah, I shouldn't even be saying this, like, your God said he only can put a soul in, like, make enough.
Of course.
Yeah? Watch this. The scientists made a clone.
Yeah, but there's no life in that. That's clone meat. That's clone meat.
He said that that person is breathing. It's a person now. It's breathing.
So that's what he's trying to say. The fuck still.
I've seen people say stuff about Nabi Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah.
But you know what
you're it's scary. I'ma be real. So when people frown at Muslim gay people, at least they've got their deen, Willie. Like Somali
you know what's
gay
even
people.
Worse? You know, fuck these gay, whether they're open gay guys. You know what's even worse than them? Is the closet motherfuckers. The ones, I'm telling you, the ones, you know, like the Arabs.
Bury them. That's what I was going to say.
The Arabs.
Oh,
you know, I'm telling you, I stayed in Arabta for a long time.
Fam,
bro.
I went to an Arab
and
school.
These motherfuckers, what they used
there,
to
fam.
Do. I'm telling you, they're worse, bro. And these guys have wives. And they prefer fucking 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're the worst, bro. I'm telling you, fam.
Not all Arabs.
No, not all Arabs, but I'm telling you.
Especially in the Gulf.
It's normed. I'm telling you, in the Gulf.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
I haven't
bro.
Seen it in Egypt or them kind of countries, Morocco. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Not that. Not North Africa.
It's
I haven't seen a lot.
It's that Gulf
Yemen.
Area.
Oh, yeah, I used to see it.
Yeah. I went to school with Yemenis, fam.
Fam. And then boom, and these guys
trust
are getting
me,
married.
Trust me.
They're worse, fam. These open guys are, fam. At least they're
saying
what.
Remember Cybercafe? There was a cafe that Cybercafe. Yeah. There used to be guys, older guys in big Land Cruisers, whatever, picking up the little 13, 14-year-old kids. Wow, I was there. I was around them age anyway, but I was going, yo. These little were getting picked up.
That's
getting,
what I'm saying.
You get me?
Nah, I'm telling you. Ugh. Yeah.
That's, you get that?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, imagine.
I think we went a bit too deep in this.
Yeah,
I think we're going to change the subject.
Yeah, we have to light it up a bit.
Yeah.
We are gonna. I'm gonna get. Come for me. I know they're gonna come for me, but it is what it is.
All right, let's dumb it down a bit, yeah. Would you rather look 10 years older from the neck up or the neck down?
Ten years
older from here or 10 years older from here?
Yeah, I still look young down here, so I'll do down here.
So you do the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do the top.
10 years older from the I'll do the top as well.
I need a beard still. You know, like that.
Wait, how old am I in 10 years? 45.
No, 35.
Nah, 35. Actually, yeah. Oh yeah, 35.
Actually, I'll do the bottom still.
Yeah.
Yeah, fam, and then just
yeah, look
never show. Yeah.
Looking 35 down there, but still.
Yeah. It's like, how many times are you going to be naked? But how many times are you showing your face?
You have to change up the swag, you know, like yeah. That. Nah, that would be a, ooh.
Yeah, man. Nah, that's mad. For real. All right. So you pick the top here, the bottom.
Yeah, bottom. I'm changing out the bottom. I'm keeping my face.
Nah, but women age quicker than men, though. Mm. So I'm thinking 10 years
aging.
In the face.
I ain't been aging the last 10.
Nah. I'm telling you, you could pass as a 21 year old easy.
No, don't say 21. Down.
You should have said 15. Yeah.
No, that's a lie. 16, 17.
Yeah. Well, no, you easy. If you told me right now I'm 19, I would believe you.
I know. Yeah, you have no choice. Yeah. It's God's work.
Now you glowing, man. Yeah. No, for real.
So I can't do that. All right, bro, I've been trying them TikToks. Have you ever tried? That's the only one I can get.
That shit's mind control, you know that, innit? TikTok is mind control, fam. I believe in that conspiracy, you know.
The Chinese, bro,
that shit gives you ADHD. You know, that whole thing's ADHD, fam.
Fam, I downloaded the ones, I deleted it, fam. I couldn't stop. I'm like this. Whoa, every video. Like,
every video is exciting.
It's something else.
Yeah, every video was lit.
But that's
like,
messing
yo.
Up everyone's attention span. Right now, everyone's attention span is probably at like 15, 20 seconds.
I think social media is even fucked. Is it just me or social media? Is your memory starting to fucking...
No, it's your attention.
Little words. Like, you know, sometimes I say this, you know, a lot. Bro, do you know today I actually Googled it? I forgot, bro, but they fucked me up. They tried saying early signs, dementia. And you get it? I didn't want to do it. I said, fuck this. But then I Googled it and then they're just like... Everything, it's like it just said at the end. It's like, you know, social media. You know, so much information we're taking in. It's like we're wiping out some of the stuff that's important.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, but from when you turn,
I've been forgetting what. Like sometimes, so many people's names, bro.
I think it's from when you turn 20. When you turn 20, your IQ starts dropping quick.
I'm mad dopey. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I caught bits and bobs of what you lot were just saying. I was like,
You say you're lost.
But it gets like that.
It gets like that.
Your attention
goes. I just own it. Don't you lot just own the dumbness sometimes? Like, all right, it's normal. Like, it's
I can keep the attention. But that's because I'm not on social media all the time. Yeah. You get it?
No,
you get me? But you gotta just. Yeah, everyone's attention span is like, on average, 15 seconds, whatever. But now. Yeah. That's dropping below 10 seconds. Like, you've got attention to something and then your mind will just, ooh.
Boom. Yeah.
You see that? It's quick. We're speaking Chinese right now.
No, you said, boom. And then you're like,
yeah.
Digital,
right? Hey. Come on.
Antennas
are up. Attention
spam
is dropping. But then again, when you got shit like TikTok, it's like, how long is a video on TikTok?
60 seconds, I think.
60 seconds max.
But some of them are just like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, quick, like, boom, boom, boom. And then.
And it's entertaining, bro.
Clips. And then you flick, and it's a whole different subject. Mm. And then you flick, it's an educational one. Mm. And then flick, a makeup thing. Mm. Then this is mad.
Bro, it's nuts. One time I saw my little sister, she sleeps on it.
Bro, I caught her on the couch. Knock her like this. And she's just like that, and it's TikTok, she's playing.
Playing. I'm like, oh, that's what
I see her hours on her phone, bro. She's on the phone 13 hours a day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Screen time
ridiculous,
is
yeah.
13 hours a day, you're sleeping for 8 hours. Can you believe that?
Wait.
Yeah, I don't even check my
you know
screen
what I'm
time.
To say.
I'm always on my phone.
Yeah. Nah, mine's nah, like 4 to 5 a day. Mine's like 4 to 5 a day.
4 to 5 is good. Yeah, I'm about 7, 8.
Yeah. 10, 19.
Even Facebook's not. Have you look on Facebook's?
Nah.
You know, don't use, bro. Man's old school.
I only use that for the marketplace. Yeah. I only use it for the
bro, they've got marathons now as well on Facebook.
They've got that on Insta, isn't it? Reels.
Yeah, the reels. The doosh,
doosh. Yeah, by the way, follow the Insta. Hey, little plug there. Yeah.
Huska underscore XO.
Hey, plug there again.
Huska, yeah. Huska. I really Huska. Don't like it when you Somalians be messing up my name. Huska, Huska. Mm. No, it's Huska.
Huska. Wait, where did that come from?
All right, husky, my voice. Oh, and then,
hey, that's Huska.
You get it? Yeah. And then my friend, when I named, they named their cat Husky. Mm. And then I got really irritated because I don't like animals. So then my other male friend was like, Huska. Hey. And I'm like, yeah, boy, Huska. Can I name you?
No, for real.
I'm like, yeah.
We've got one more question. Let me get this question in. All right, so how would you look like to be remembered?
Came with a hard one.
Mm. No, it's not hard, man.
How would I like to be remembered? So once I perish, you get it?
In about what's perish?
Gone. In about... In
I was moaning gone. About people like him on TikTok. I made a TikTok, but I didn't put it up.
Well, the names.
I was like, hard enough for having conversations with people. And it's like, they're always trying to prove that they got GCSEs and A-levels. What happened to simple English?
Nah, what happened to... It's the vocabulary.
Okay.
I'm speaking Huska language. Huska.
Hey.
What's me done? Once me dead. Joking. All right, cool. I would like for somehow people to still be eating off what I've left behind. To get it. I would want, you know what I'm saying? My family. You get it, fam. Close people to me. I would want them to still have food in their stomach because of me while I'm dead. Do you know what I'm saying? That's the best for me. That's I took that one.
No. I was even thinking something else.
Yeah.
Man would want my own school after my name. You know, like that. So people could be learning.
Wow, you're still... Allah! I was going to do the mosque, but yeah.
Yeah, the mosque as well. But I'm saying in like a school.
We can all have the mosque.
That doesn't teach normal education.
Yeah.
That will teach you maths and English, how to read and write. But everything else, no biology, no chemistry, no. Just life. School of life, you know, like that. Mm. That's what my mom would want to leave behind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Teaching people life skills. Mm.
Yeah. That should be school. Bro.
Yeah.
That should be
you
school.
You stole my idea. No, honestly, I always said this. Like, I would love, even right now, inshallah, in the next 5 years to 6-7 years, I'd like to have like somewhere where I can help youths like me. Cause I was mad. I was mad corrupt when I was younger, and it always was like a dream of mine to help youths like me in it. Like how I was. So definitely that. Yeah. Mum's like, I don't care. Even if I'm a billionaire, I'll have... Yeah. Oh, no, I always wanted to be the type to buy my estate.
Yeah. Remembered, that's what we leave behind.
Club.
Remembered. I just want people to say, it was a good one. You know, like that.
100.
If people are just going to say that.
Sure, yeah.
People remember it.
Definitely,
now.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Subhanallah, but sometimes when I get really angry, guys, I'll be catching myself saying, like, I don't want none of my ops at my funeral. I say to my friends, wallah, I'll be saying it all the time, but astaghfirullah, that's haram, innit? Because as Muslims, we need more feet. The more, sins more feet, I get washed, right? Yeah.
But at your funeral.
Me, I'm on some. Any of the ops come to my funeral and you lot let them in, I'm turning in my grave.
Well, I've never been to a funeral, you know.
Hey.
Shit.
Wallahi.
I don't cry.
Shit. I swear.
You've never been to a funeral?
Never. The day after Eid al-Adha had his third passed away, that was when Selena was born. Okay. She was born that week.
Bruh, I've been to about a million, bro.
Yeah, I ain't been to that. I feel like that would just change, man, though. Definitely. Even though I'm not bad. Yeah, I've been to it.
Bro, I went to, you know, the Garden of Peace in East London. I went there when there was about 100, 150 burials. No, less than that, 100.
Was it packed then?
No, 100. Now it's about 10,000, 20,000, 30,000.
I thought someone was getting buried. No, that much people were getting buried.
No, that's like only amount of people that was there. Because that's when it was brand new. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, it's got sections, bro. Like A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. B, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And each section is so big.
Inshallah. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, get us to this.
The last time I went to cities, bro, I was like, whoa. Like, shit, a lot. And already I know about a good 11, 12 people that I went there to.
That's mad.
I feel like I'm immune.
I was
going
to say I need to go to them, but no, like, I can't study that on no one, right?
No.
You don't like that? Bro, but I need to see it. I want to see that.
You know what's so sad, yeah? Every funeral I went to, as soon as that funeral was done, everyone's just back to normal. Yeah. Everyone's just normal. As soon as we finished praying on him, bro, people are going to the restaurant. Ah, you're going to meet me at a restaurant? Yeah, yeah, cool, cool. We're going to go to eat. You know, you have to go. Yeah. Everyone's just laughing. And I'm like,
do you know what I get?
Do you know what I'm saying? That person's gone, you know. That person. Trust me.
That's exactly what I was trying to say to you earlier. Mm.
You might as well get those Ghanaian guys to just do it properly. You know the Ghanaian guys?
I don't believe in crying to people. That's the thing.
But at least mourn, you know what I'm saying? Give them that day, like, to mourn.
I don't think you understand. I think once, yeah, while I was, like, praying the Salah, I think one tear come out, but wallahi, I'm very
numb
to death. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm quite numb to death. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, I've probably never, I think I cried, not really cried, but just, do you know what I'm saying?
But at a funeral?
Yeah, once. And that wasn't even a cry, that was just like, and I was, you get it, fam?
But have you got your fear of like a one person passing like, away? Have you got like a, like me, yeah, I've got this fear. SubhanAllah, I know this sounds acid, but got a fear of my mum passing away before me.
That's the biggest fear.
That's my biggest fear, you lot. I don't think you lot get it. I'm a bit weird. I wake up, call my mum. I see a quote the other day. Where is it? I screenshotted it. I don't care what age I am. I don't care how old I am. I'm obsessed with my mum. I love my mum.
You got to be.
I don't.
That one there would hit the.
I think I'll be them beating.
That's the one that'll change. That or people that immediate, like brothers, sisters, partner.
Trust
that
me.
That day would just...
No, 100%. That would affect me too, but...
Alhamdulillah, none of my brothers, sisters so far. But Alhamdulillah. Boy, I don't know how that...
Everyone, ilaha unna harista, everyone that's passed away.
Of course. But it gets like, it'll get like that though. People just forget. As soon as you passed away, 3, 4, 5 days.
Bro. Everyone,
people, unless
you know what I look around and think sometimes I look at us females. I've had a female cousin die in Africa, but I ain't had no one in this country that I was close friends with or grew up with die. But I've had males that I was close to, or like males that I've known, a lot of them die. So I look around, I'm a weirdo in it. My mind just thinks, and I'll be like, who do you think's the first one that's gonna die out of us? SubhanAllah.
I've had those thoughts. Though.
I always get I get scared when I get thoughts like that.
I've had those thoughts too.
But do you ever feel like, you know how they say in the Quran you get 40 days, you feel like have you ever felt like you're about to die? Bro, I felt it enough times like this. I'm in my 40 days.
Yeah. Oh, are you feeling for 40 days?
No, for 40 days, you're not right.
You know something's coming.
Do you know something's coming, but you don't know what it is?
Do you know how much times I've had a 40-day moment?
Bro, I had them bare times.
And I go I pray. I beg God. And then I live. And then I don't live up. We are so bad for that. I bet I'm not the only one that does it, though, am I?
No.
Like, you tell yourself, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to do this.
I say I'm going to start praying every day almost.
That amount of times. Oh, God, tell me, bus case.
I'm going to wake up for surah tomorrow. Or, forget, so even if I wake up, it's like, just one time see my phone and then get into a lazy
You know what it is?
That's the shaitan.
It's the shaitan putting you back to bed. Do you know how weird it is though? But why? This is weird, right? In this country, when I've tried to pray, the shaitan succeeds. When I've been in Somalia and I say a'udhu billah, I'll say it in this country and in that country. But one a'udhu billah while I'm in Africa, I'll be up and praying. This country, a'udhu billah, I'm still sleeping.
They say he's got like ties on you, you know, or some haricks or some
can't remember. I'm gonna lie.
Bare people say it. Nah, but he whispers in your chest.
Yeah.
You know sometimes though, yeah, where I get confused.
You don't have sleep paralysis.
That happened to me, bro.
Hey, that's one thing I always want to talk about. Sleep paralysis.
That
bro,
happened to me by myself.
I've had them, bro. At one point I used to have them like once a month, regular. And man's like this.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no, I remember there was one time I was in Sheikh.
Yeah.
And I'm sleeping, I'm just taking a nap during the day. And it's like I'm like that. I can see. Like I can see on my right what's going on, but it's like I'm trying to do that so hard. Lift my arm.
I've been asleep, right? And I feel like I'm getting up, yeah, and I'm talking and I'm calling, but I ain't calling no one.
No one, yeah, no. Mm. You're talking. Have you watched
Stop
that movie?
Holding
Awake.
Me. I
have you watched that movie?
I
do you know about a free movie called? I edit this on a movie called Awake. Oh, yeah. Bro, same thing. The guy's talking. He's like, what are you guys doing to me? He's awake.
He's
like this. But it's not a scary film. Mm. He's actually dead. They think he's dead.
But he's not.
But he's not dead. And he can feel the surgery, what they're doing to him. And he's like, oh, God, I'm awake. Same thing. Man's doing this. And then you've got that fucking the rush, you know, the...
That's mad.
But do you lot think... Because you know some people say it's scientific. Do you
it's not scientific, bro.
Some they say there's something to do with your blood cells. You know that. But I believe in the deen, in our religion, they say, oh, it's the
a
devil.
Demon that's sitting on top of you.
They used to say, if you don't sleep, like if you don't have 8 hours, your body goes into something called REM. So it's like
a REM sleep.
It's trying to put you to sleep, but because you're so restless, that's what happens.
That's cat, bro. That's cat.
Nah, it is spiritual still because spiritual, I'm not gonna lie, fam. I might even scare you, love, with this one, bro.
No, please don't.
I'll leave it. Nah, bro.
I listen, please, man.
Nah, you can just roll.
Nah,
reel
fam.
It.
Yeah. Mad fam.
Might as well. Wizard.
Man got yelled at one time, bro.
That's not mad.
I was doing this, I was going like this, and then boom, I was like, back.
So
don't be scared of it or nothing, bro. Don't be scared of it. That's when they come to you.
So imagine when I was doing that, this is in Ian's house. I'm literally sleeping and I could just see my pupil, fam. I can just see a dot in my eye, fam.
Yeah, I think it's
spooky.
Fish and chips. This is fish and chips horror.
Yeah, 100.
The horror.
I know we're getting scared. This is life, nigga.
I know you've all been through it, bruv. So don't you get it, fam?
Right, we wrap it up, though. We're wrapping it up.
What time is it? Fucking hell! I had a few more things to say, but yeah, it's calm.
It's been
a good one, though.
It's been a good one, still. We'll save it for next time.
So, guys. Don't be scared. Do you know what I'm saying? That was a good one today. You get it very natural, very calm. You get it, the two kings and the queen of fish and chibis. You get it, fam? So
back at it again.
Back at it.
Ain't gonna happen again.
And you lot, come on, man. Start subscribing.
And listen, comment us some topics.
Ask us questions, suggestions, topics.
You get it, fam.
Send us dilemmas, we'll shout you out, Q&As, and we'll answer it, give us a Q&A and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, and if you've got live energy and you're good and you get it, fam, send us your Instagram, we'll check you out. Boom.
Why not have them on?
Do you know what I'm saying? And you live in the London area.
Yeah, you live in the London area because we in the dirty south, baby, right now. You know what I'm saying? Say no more, guys. You got your boy Bash.
You got your girl Noel.
Backpack Books.
Come on. Bow.
Bow.